Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and Greater Minnesota Ag Day is coming up in Madison. We've been telling you about that on Wednesday, hosted by the Madison Area Chamber of Commerce. And there are going to be a variety of speakers there, and we have one of those speakers with us on the phone today. We have Dawn Chisholm. Dawn is with the organization which she actually started, I believe. It's called If Only. And Dawn, welcome to the airwaves here today.
Well, thank you, Maynard. I'm excited and happy to be here.
Yes, you're going to be speaking at 1 o'clock over in the Armory, 1 to 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. We'll remind people about that again here in a little bit. But tell us your story. You've got a mission, and it's an important one.
Yes, exactly. Well, it started back in 2017 is when I kind of felt a calling to get out and speak about this true life story that happened to myself and my three children and my husband at the time, Bill Lambert. Bill was engulfed in a grain bin accident back in February 7th, 2002. And it took me about 15 years to know what I'm supposed to be doing with this tragic accident to try to prevent others from having to have to go through the same scenario, the same situation, the life-altering choices that he made. I get out and speak to anybody basically that will listen to me. I feel like if one person hears me and if I can save one life through all of this, then I feel like I've been successful. What I do is I walk you through that particular day, February 7th, 2002, forever ingrained in my mind. I walk you through us getting up, going to school, going to work, going to daycare, like everybody else's routines. I walk you through the scenario of what happened to Bill at the grain bin accident. He worked for a commercial grain bin company at the time. And I really want to have you feel the coldness, the heartache of that day. I'm not there to talk about following this rule and following the OSHA or your safety manager's position. I'm there to complement that. My goal, like I said, is if I can just save one life through this, then I feel successful. I also feel like it's kind of a God-given journey. It's difficult every time I relive it, but I know it's worth it. And I just keep going where the doors open, and if they close, then I know it's time to be done.
Right, and it's a, kind of a thing that everybody thinks, oh, it can't happen to me, I'm sure, and you were probably in that same camp at one point in time, and it definitely can happen to anyone.
Exactly, exactly. I try to make people aware of that their choices don't just affect themselves, but they also affect their family, their friends, their community, their coworkers. We are not invincible. We may have done it 100 times before, texting and driving, drinking and driving, entering a grain bin, not tagging out and locking out, going in there by yourself, just different scenarios like that.
Now
go ahead.
I was going to say, are you kind of assisted on this mission? I know your group is, or your organization is called If Only. Do you have some other people that are kind of helping you, supporting you on this mission?
My family. It is totally solely me that gets out and does the presentation. I have three grown children now, and I actually have been blessed to remarry. And so we are actually a combined family of seven kids. We are empty nesters at the moment and just loving grandchildren and things like that. So actually my current husband has been phenomenal about helping me and supporting me. Like I told him, I'm not sure if the tables were reversed if I could be as supportive as he is. He is a farmer, and so he does kind of follow the rules and knows that I'm pretty persistent on what he does and how he does it, things like that. So, yeah, it's basically me just getting on and talking.
Okay, and I know it's going to be an interesting day, though, the Greater Minnesota Ag Day that we have coming up here. The emphasis is kind of on pretty much on safety, farm safety, grain bin safety, all of that, and I think it's something that just can't be stressed enough.
I would agree. You know, we live in an area where there's cold and warm and cold and warm, and it is bound to happen that within these grain bins, things get crusted and stop coming out. There's voids in the corn, you know, there could be a like a deposit or a hole in them. People walk them down. They've probably done it 100 times before, and this time, you know, it's going to take you. You know, the farms are getting larger, so the bin storage is getting larger. One of the things that we really talk about is, you know, when you're in a farm situation, OSHA isn't involved because that's just not their territory. So I think the personal stories connect with people and maybe make them think about what their daily choices are.
You know, sometimes don't you think people just get in too much of a hurry, try to do too much at once, and things build up and it's not, the outcome is not good?
Hands down, yes, I totally believe in that. Again, just to help people to slow down, think about it. You know, the wives and the significant others of the farmers, maybe they can reinforce this. One of the things I talk about too is, like, if it's a family farm and your children or grandchildren are watching you, working side by side with you, do you want them to do exactly what you're doing? You know, you're teaching the younger generation some of the unsafe practices, and I think that makes a difference too. And I also want people to realize what would happen to their family if something happened to them. I've had people come up to me and say, I've never thought what my 5-year-old daughter would do if something happened to me. And not only fatally, you know, losing your life, but you could potentially injure yourself and lose a limb and become unable to work. How would you support your family?
Right. All good things to think about, and things to try to avoid. Do what you can to be safe out there in the farm. And I know that's your message. And as you say, you want to tell the story, because if you can save just one life out there, you believe you succeeded. That's a great,
correct,
great thought. And Dawn, again, you're going to be at the Armory in Madison during Greater Minnesota Ag Day. That'll be starting at 1:00. But you had about an hour long presentation.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And we encourage everybody to come over. There's no charge to attend. They're going to have a good lunch over there. There'll be some exhibits and things for people to take in as well. And we certainly appreciate you taking a little time out to talk to us here on the radio today. We look forward to meeting you when you roll into town here on Wednesday.
All right. I appreciate you having me, Maynard.
Thank you, Dawn. Dawn Chisholm.
Thank you.
Speaking with us today here on Q92 as we prepare for Greater Minnesota Ag Day, and our emphasis on farm safety this year.